Welcome everybody, shir number 882, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we started talking about last year, interesting case. Again, now we're Simin Reish Ches, all the way at the end, Sif Yud Ches, it's the last Sif in Simin Reish Ches. So the question was, somebody ate something, let's say they ate cookies, cake, they don't know if they ate enough, they don't know if they have to make an Ala Mechia. Or it could be even by fruits, Shivas Aminim, right? They don't know if they ate enough. Now, the other question is, this is all part of the same question. They don't know if they ate or drank enough. A case of wine, let's say, grape juice, they don't know if they ate or drank enough. They don't know if they drank enough. They don't know if it was wine, maybe it was something else. All these different type of questions. It's a suffix. The question is, do I make a after bracha? Do I make a al hagefen or don't I make an al hagefen? So we know, let's just backtrack. I just want to say one thing. We spoke about last year. This question is going on all these different type of items, which is bracha achas mayan shalash, right? It could be a fruit from the Shivas Aminim, cookies, cake. It could be wine, grape juice. Whereby a person doesn't know if I ate or drank enough. Maybe so. What do I want to do? I want to take something else. In other words, I don't know if I drank enough wine, or I don't know if it was wine altogether. So what am I going to do? I'll take grapes and I'll eat a whole bunch of grapes, enough to make al ho'eitz, right? Al ho'eitz for priyoitz, and in that al ho'eitz, I'll make the bracha of I'll stick in al hagefen val priyagefen. I'll stick in the piece you put in for wine, right? I'll do it all together. Because we said last time, let's just chazer over, we spoke about last time, if I'm eating all three, let's say I'm eating cake, cookies, and I'm drinking wine, and I'm eating grapes, right? So when you make the after bracha, you don't make three after brachas. You don't make three bracha, three different brachas, achas me inshallah. You don't make al hagefen separately, one. Al hamichia separately, two. And then al ha'eitz, no, you don't do that. You make one and you include all three phrases, right? In other words, you include the al hagefen, you include the al hamichia, and then you include also the al ha'eitz. And not in the order I said it, but whatever the case is. We spoke about that a few shiurim ago. You say first al hamichia, and then al hagefen, and then al ha'eitz. Okay, but be it as it may, getting back to our subject. Now the question is, the person had a suffix. We spoke about last year, and we said, so I don't know if I drank enough wine, I don't know if it was wine, whatever the case is. So now what do I want to do? I'll eat grapes and I'll stick it into that, or I'll eat cake and I'll stick it into that that bracha achas mayin shalish. Okay, so then we said lamaisa lechatchil v'sho, one should be careful not to do that. So okay, so the Mishnah Berurah, just I want to continue on that subject and get to the bottom line. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sif Katan Pei, that we're dealing about a case, let's say the case of the wine, where I don't know if I drank enough, I don't know if it was wine, if it wasn't wine, if it was grape juice, I'm not sure. So be it as it may, so I don't know what to do, right, as far as the after bracha. What I did before the first bracha I made is finished, but now what I do for the after bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah says we're dealing, in the case of wine, let's say, we're dealing with a case in time whereby a person does not have more wine, does not have more grape juice, because if you do, right, if I'm not sure if I have to make an alagefen or not, right, so to eat something for a boy. So in other words, it's either al hagefen, because it could be it was wine, right? It could be it was grape juice, or I didn't drink enough, whatever, or it's boyer nefashes, right? If it wasn't, it was some sort of a drink, but I still have to make a boyer nefashes. So to make a boyer nefashes is easy, we said, right? Take something else, take another drink, or take some food, right, and eat enough of a shahakal and make a burn of fashis and have that in mind. Fine, so that's not a problem. So, but on the wine, so the Mishnah Berurah says we're dealing with a case that the person doesn't have more wine, doesn't have more grape juice, because if you do, then you could just go ahead and drink another cup of, just drink a cup of grape juice. Drink another 3 ounces, right, or vias, or 4 ounces, whatever the case is, right? Drink it down 1, 2, 3, and then you can go ahead and make an al hagefen. What's the problem? And have in mind the drink that you had before. And but maybe it was bar nefashos, so you'll eat something or drink something else and make a bar nefashos. So Mishnah Berurah says this is a case whereby somebody does, I don't have any more wine. I don't have wine. I'm done. So what do I do now? I'm stuck, sort of. So he says this is a case. Okay, so he says, if this is taka the case, and it comes out like that, and you get really stuck, so the ma'isa l'chatchila, for sure you're not supposed to do it, but at least the bar nefashes part, he says to say. He says an interesting thing at the end. He says, mash yuchal asakan yisakan, whatever you can fix, fix. So I just want to talk a minute. That point is very important to know. A lot of times a person is stuck, and they say, forget the whole thing. So, but if they do a small action or a small little thing, and they could fix up part of it, part of the, they had a mishap in the certain thing in halacha, right? But if they do a certain action, they can fix part of it. But the other part won't be fixed. So a person will say, eh, just forget the whole thing. Why? Because if you can fix 50%, fix 50%. So the Mishnah is saying, let's say a case of time, the person doesn't know they drank enough or they don't know if it was wine. So at least he says at the end, just to read the Lashon, Vatam, the Osa, the Shem, Berchasa, Berinafash. Okay. The Ein Shaykh Pai, Shem, Gefen, Klal, Umutav, Shalai, Lahaska, Klal. Fine. Mikol Makam, he says, Im Yesh, Loyal, Eze, Dovel, Avarach, Berinafash, Rabbis. If somebody has something else to eat or to drink, whereby they can make a burn of fashes, do that, he says. Do that to make the burn of fashes. The Shema Berchasa burn of fashes. Maybe that drink you had that you're not sure, right, what it was, in a case in time, so maybe it was a burn of fasha. But I can't fix the hagefen, the gefen part. But he says, Mashiyucha lasakin yisakin. Maybe you can fix that, at least 50%. 50%. Burn of fasha, it might be, right? So at least 50%. Make the burn of fasha on something else. Again, on something else. And like this, you fix at least 50%. That's an important point. People should keep in mind if they ever get stuck, not just in this case, but in general, if there's a way of being misakin to fix a certain thing whereby there was certain thing in halacha, whatever the case, and they could fix only 50% of it, only halfway, right, and nothing else, the person shouldn't say, well, you know what, I'm not going to fix anything. No, Mishnah Berurah says, whatever you can fix, fix. That's, little by little, and as we say. So that's the bottom line. That's what he says on that. Now, what about if somebody does have more wine, right? What I drank, I don't know. Did I drink enough? Did I not drink? I don't know. Was wine? Okay. But I have more wine. I have more grape juice. Good. So then drink another cup of grape juice, right? 1, 2, 3. Or drink another cup of wine. And very simple. You could just make a al-hagefen on that and have in mind what you drank before. And the burn of fush is also, you eat something else or drink something else and make a burn of fush on that. Now, if you have to make a separate on the item, you make a burn of fush, so that you have to make the proper bracha before, right? Shahakal or whatever it is you're eating. Or it could be not just shahakal, it could be eight, it could be an apple, it could be, right, I'll take an apple, I'll eat an apple, right, a kazayis of an apple, and then I can make a burn of fush and have that in mind. Also, whatever it is, but the first bracha you have to make. But if I take a second cup of wine, and whereby the first cup I'm not sure the whole thing on the suffix, so do I have to make a bar priya gafen on the second cup of wine? So l'chori, yeah, because when you're making in general, the halacha is if a person's not sure. It's two ways of looking at it. If a person's not sure if they said al hagefen or not, or if they made it after bracha, so usually that's the case whereby they had in mind to finish. So then they would need a new bracha before. But in our case, it would depend if a person had that other wine in mind also. Let's say what they drank, but they also had in mind to drink the other wine or the other grape juice. So then just take that, because when they made the bar priya gafen originally, even though it might not have been good possibly on what they drank, but the new wine that they're taking, they would they had that in mind also. But if they didn't have it in mind, so right. So if they didn't have the new wine in mind, the new grape juice in mind, so then they would have to make a new Barir Priya Gafen. So that, as far as the first bracha on new wine, if somebody has more wine or more grape juice, that would depend on what they had in mind when they made the original bracha on the drink that is a suffix. They're not sure, if it was wine or if they drank enough or whatever the case might be. We'll end off over here. But just one more. I just want to mention one more thing. It's not just by wine. Let's say I didn't eat. I ate cake and cookies, which comes up a lot. I don't know if I ate enough or something along those lines. Again, the same issue. So we'll say somebody should take just eat more. Make sure, right, eat a kazayas under a 4-minute period, right, and then you can make a al hamichya on the cake and cookies. Take more cake, more cookies. In a case in time whereby you have more cake or cookies or pretzels or whatever it is, that's mizonos. But again, do you have to make a mizonos on that? Depends what you had in mind by your original mizonos when you made it originally. Right, if you had mind to continue eating, so then good, there's no problem. But if you didn't have a mind to continue eating, you just had a mind to do that, to eat that amount of cake and cookies, and then you make a alamichi, and you had a mind to stop, so then you would need a new bracha. Okay, thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha kol tov.